Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Hit you up with Nikki Glaser. It's Friday. Hope you're having a good day out there today. I am in the car on my way to my psychiatrist appointment. It's the second time I'll be seeing this dude. The first time was when I got prescribed meds that have made me feel like a new person. Feel like I kind of got my life back. Just feeling so much better. If you've been listening to the podcast recently, you know that. If you've been listening long enough, you know I came from some bad places. And I just want to say thank you all for listening and being there with me along this way and not giving up. I'm sure I lost some of you along the way. I got some feedback that it was like, okay, we've heard enough of you spiraling. I was thinking of changing the name of the show to Spiraling with Nikki Glaser. Which would also work for the new podcast I'm starting, where I just I spiralize veggies and make low carb fake pasta with different zucchinis. So check out that podcast. It's just me in my kitchen putting zucchinis and spaghetti squashes. Well, I guess you don't have to spiralize a spaghetti squash. That would be redundant. You get what I'm saying. Great joke. You understand me. All I'm saying is thank you for going on this journey. Shall I say journey with me? Because I'm in a good place now. The next step for me is committing to a not long term, possibly 6 months lease in St. Louis, moving out of my parents' house, getting going to try and commit to being here and not just staying at my parents' acting like it's a stopover. Like, let's face the facts. I'm kind of here. I got on Bumble. I'm settling down. I'm planting my roots. I'm not dying my roots because my scalp is very sensitive. But I'm on to the next thing. It's time to move on up. I did an interview with my dad yesterday for PBS NewsHour, which I guess will air sometime next week. And In the interview, they asked him, like, oh, how's it been, Nikki? How's it been with Nikki at home? And he was like, it's been good, but, you know, it's time to move on. And I was like, okay, well, haven't heard that from you yet, but loud and clear, Papa, loud and clear. Yeah, I mean, it's been time for a while. I've been saying it's time forever. Anyway, I'm all of this is to say, and buckle up for this, but this is the last episode of You Up with Nikki Glaser. And I'm really sorry to tell you this on the last episode. I've known for about a week or so, longer, but we kept extending it. Last week was supposed to be the last week. Then I decided to do it an extra week. I just couldn't say goodbye. We honestly were only supposed to do this till the end of July. This podcast, the way you know it now, the daily version, it sprung out of COVID. I was doing a weekly version of this show for the past 2 years, over 2 years. It all started as a way for me to promote my SiriusXM show, which was daily. And then when that ended, I decided to make this daily because I just can't get enough. And I love being on radio every day. I love producing something every day. I'm not doing stand-up at night. So that was how this came about. And it's been so much fun. And it can't last forever. It just can't. I'm so grateful to Comedy Central for letting me have this podcast and hosting it. And I'm so grateful for you all for listening. Truly, truly, I feel like I have a new fan base that is, I mean, maybe some of you were already there, but I feel like I've become, I feel like I've gotten closer to you. I've definitely shared more on here than I've ever shared in any other outlet in my life, and it's taught me a lot about myself, and it's taught me a lot about your feedback has been so incredible, and I felt so close to you, and I felt less alone during this time when I felt like really alone, and it's just been a huge crutch for me during this time, and I get feedback from you guys that it's been a huge crutch for you too, or some of you that listening to me daily has been, has gotten you through the isolation of this time and the uncertainty, and right back at you. Thank you guys for listening. The fact that you listen gives, I think about you all the time. You know I do. I tell you that whenever I'm like, whenever I do this podcast, I always have something that I'm like, I meant to tell you guys. Like, I think about you guys like a boyfriend where I'm like, I can't wait to tell them this thing. And so I'll really miss you. And here's the good news. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be, first of all, I'm building something new. I will be back, and I will be back in a way that is just as much. Does that make sense? There's going to be more content from me in the for very near future. Pay attention to my socials. Just pay attention. You'll hear about it. It's going to be big. But I'm coming back, and it will be just as good. And it'll be different, but in great ways. But I will take what I've learned from this and bring it to the next thing that I do. And yeah, it's just, but it's time, guys. It's time. I think this is all happening. And I think it all is leading up to this day. Because I'm like gonna move out of my parents' house next week. I am starting to produce the next thing that I'm working on that I need some time off to like focus on so that it's great for you guys. And I'm really sorry to tell you this. Like this. I wish I would have given you a little warning, but I'm not good at that. This is just know that this is how I say goodbye in every time I say goodbye, anytime. It's just last minute. It's called the Glazer exit. It's not nice. My old abusive therapist, Donna, used to tell me I'm bad at goodbyes and that I should take 3 sessions to say goodbye. I think it's because she wanted $375 times 3, which is over $1,000. And that I should have given you guys a 3-episode notice. But I'm too scared of the reaction I get when I say goodbye, and then it will convince me to stay, and I can't stay, and then I'll just feel bad about the fact that I can't stay. So I hope you accept this and understand that I gotta go. It's time for me to fly. I don't know how to feel about it yet, but just know that I'll be back. I will be doing broadcasting very soon in another way. And that's why I kept the show going, is because I wanted to stay fresh for the next step. I wanted to keep my game up. And it's not been up every time I've done the show. Oh my God, there have been days where it's been real down. And doing this show and getting, you guys, you're the reason I am pulling into my psychiatrist's office right now. You are the reason. Because people, feedback from people listening to the show and hearing what I was going through, they go, hey, you might have ADHD. And I was like, what? I had never considered it unless you guys would have brought it to my attention. So then I got help for it. And now look at me. I'm soaring. I'm sore, actually. My shoulder's been bothering me. It's probably stress because I knew I had to tell you guys goodbye. I have to go into this appointment. I'll have more to say when I get out, but I just needed to tell you before I go into this thing. All right, I'll be back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
And we're back, fresh from the doctors, back in the car. I apologize that I have to do these shows on the road today, but I am a busy little lady setting up my new life here in St. Louis, committing to the next 6 months. A guy in a car just looked at me because, yeah, it's weird to see a girl with headphones on and a microphone in a fucking RAV4. I'm loving this RAV4 that I rented, by the way. Shout out to Nick at Enterprise for hooking it up. I'm headed to go see an apartment. I've already seen these places. They're probably the nicest apartments in St. Louis. I did do an apartment search, and I did do sort by highest to lowest price. I don't want to save money on an apartment for 6 months. I'm going in hard. The rent here, though, is what I'm going to pay for this place is 1/4 of what I was paying for my apartment in New York that I never lived in. So it's not a big deal. I'm really being a little braggy bitch about money today, aren't I? Or was that yesterday? It was yesterday when I was talking about the hair shit. All I'm saying is I'm not skimping. I want to live in a apartment complex filled with Blues hockey players, St. Louis Cardinals players, frozen custard moguls, toasted ravioli, revisionists. I'm just trying to think of St. Louis things. The great-great-granddaughter of the man who put the final brick in the arch. The arch is not made out of bricks, by the way. Anyway, I just I want to live in a nice building. So I'm going to this building. But it has, like, carpeting. I remember when I saw this place with my dad. It is in a nice location, but it's carpeted. I hate carpet. It really annoys me. I mean, I like it if it's in a house, but in an apartment, it's just like, oh, God, how many people have fucking scooted their butts? Or I don't know why I'm thinking of people scooting their butts like dogs, but I think this place allows dogs. Will I be able to bring Luigi here? Who knows? But I'm going to go tour a one bedroom. Before, I was looking at two bedrooms. I was thinking about, oh, I'm going to make one room a studio. But that's not what's going to happen here. I'm just going to get a one bedroom, just finding a place. I'm just going to do it. If this place is good enough, I'm signing a fucking lease today. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of seeing too many places. I can't test drive everything. You know why I haven't gotten a car yet? Because I test drove too fucking many. My options are unlimited, yet then I never make an option because I always feel like a better one is around the corner. And then you just end up living with your parents for 6 months. So not doing that anymore. Going to make a decision. And I was going to say I'm excited about it, but I don't want to lie to you guys. I'm terrified and I'm scared that I'm going to move into the place and be like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't want to be here. And I don't have a couch yet. I don't have a table. I don't have chairs. I have a bed. That's all I have. I have a lamp that I spent fucking $5,000 on. Not the lamp itself, but the girl I hired to design my apartment that I never lived in. I think I paid her $5,000 to do all the research and the design and I signed off on a lot of furniture that I never bought. She did a lot of work trying to furnish my apartment, and all of that work was turned out to $5,000. And then out of it, I got one lamp. Can't wait to see that lamp. It's moving here this next week. Yeah, I'm a little... I want to get a sense of, like, who lives in this building. I do think... there was rumors that Cardinals players live here. I want to see one. I want to go around knocking on doors and see what the clientele is like at this building. Because you never get a sense. It could be a bunch of old people. I don't know. But I just came from living with a bunch of old people. So maybe it's my jam. I'm driving down now. It's kind of a far drive from where I was. It's out in the burbs where my parents live. Now I'm going down. And then later today, I go from here. Got to go drop off my prescription. Because then they're going to call me back and say, your insurance won't cover it. Because they said that you've never been on this medicine before. So unless you have a pre-existing condition of being on this medicine, we don't pay for it. Okay, that's the call I got last time, by the way, from the insurance company. You've never been on meds for ADD before. So we're not going to pay for these. Because you have no history of being ADD. So you can't be now. I thought pre-existing conditions were the things that made you guys not let us get covered. Not having things. I don't have a pre-existing condition, so then I had to fucking fight to get covered, and I barely got covered for it. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm going to have to go deal with that bullshit later on today. Then I'm going to hang out with a girl who was my realtor. You know, remember the one I told you about who was like, I'll be your friend? Well, guess what? We're trying. We're trying for a friendship. I hope it takes. We're meeting up, gonna have a coffee. I'll probably talk to her about apartments. She was helping me like look for a place to buy, and I'm not ready to do that yet. So gonna go talk to her about that, hang out, just shoot the shit. Then I gotta go home and jump on a therapy appointment with my lady. And then after that, I got a call with my manager. What the fuck did I just do? Where am I? God damn it. I'm lost. And then after that, I have to go, I have to do the rest of this podcast, find a time to record it in there. Then I'm going to go to the Funny Bone tonight and perform. 7:30 show. Thursday night. It's Thursday, by the way. I know it's Friday where you are. And do a little stand up and then go home and then pack, because I'm going away this weekend with my ladies. I'm going away to the Hamptons this weekend, flying into New York. Got a COVID test yesterday, or got my COVID results yesterday, I should say. I got the test 2 days ago. Got it negative. I'm back, baby. Feel good. Headed to New York. Kind of scared that they're not going to let me off the plane because it's from Missouri, but the plane's coming from Missouri, so it's like, what? They'll let me off. And then I'm going to go to the Hamptons and sequester away all weekend with some girls and wear masks inside and be socially... We're all getting COVID tests before. Why am I already getting defensive? You guys aren't being accusatory. I'm going to have a weekend with some friends. And I'm a little nervous about it. I'm not going to lie. Why are you nervous, Nikki? Why are you nervous about hanging out with your best girlfriends who you haven't seen in months and months and months? Because they're all beautiful and thin, and I've been living with two. I don't know. I get self-conscious about, like, I don't want to be around people talking about dieting and their skin and cute outfits and, oh, I look so old, I look fat. Like, I don't want to be around that conversation. And sometimes girls can go in that direction with the conversation. And my friends know better than that to, like, talk about that shit around me. But I'm still a little nervous that that's going to be... that we're going to, like, get into that territory of just... Look at my legs. Look at my hair. Like, I just don't want... I'm just worried about getting jealous, to be honest with you. And I know my friends are probably listening to this, I have probably nothing to worry about. I mean, I know I don't. You guys are all great, but I just want to say that if anyone relates to this, of like sometimes not wanting to be around your girlfriends because they make you feel insecure because their lives seem so perfect on the outside, and even though they're your best friends and you know their lives aren't perfect because they tell you they aren't, you just I've been in a bubble of not having to be around triggering women. that make me feel, not make me, I make myself, no one can make you feel anyway, but sometimes my friends are so pretty and so successful. And I know you're like, Nikki, you're pretty and successful. I know. Thank you for saying that. But sometimes they can make me feel like, oh God, I need to be doing this. I need to be doing that. And then I go into this like dumb place where I want to give up when there's too much to do. When I'm like, oh my God, like Sarah Lena's skin is so perfect and her hair is so full and her outfits are so cute and her house is so cutely decorated and she has a boyfriend and I like want all of those things. And I go, oh my God, that's too many things. And then what do? I just give up. And then I just want to throw in the towel and be like, you'll never have any of those things. And then I don't try for any of them. And then I just feel worthless. And it's so stupid. And it's not fair for me to put that on my friends because they never want me to feel that way. And that's what I have to remember. Now, if you have friends that like to make you feel like shit, because I've had friends like that before that are so insecure, they make you feel bad. I've gotten to a place in my life where those people are out of my life. I only have friends that want me to feel my best. And so I have to remember that going in. And if I feel any of those other things, that's me and not them. So that's the dude I'm going in with. Thank God we're out of swimsuit season. Although these are girls who, when we get together, we tend to look at each other's vaginas just to compare, which I do recommend to every girl. If you and your group of girlfriends, if you're insecure about your vagina, show your vaginas to your girlfriends. I know that will happen this weekend. We will all whip them out and we will compare and I'll feel less bad. I mean, I think the last time we compared, to be honest with you, it was in a restaurant in Midtown, or not Midtown, in Chelsea. When I used to go to this Japanese restaurant all the time with my friends, and we went to the bathroom one day and pulled them all out, yanked them out, and mine was like the most substantial. It was. There was no denying. No, that was in Cabo. Okay, last December I did a girls' trip and flew all my friends out to Cabo, and we compared vaginas, and mine was like the most substantial. And it was kind of, I think I blacked it out, but if I'm gonna be honest with you, I think mine was not the worst, but I had the most going on. Not by a lot, but by a smidge. So I'm going to have to do another comparison this time around. So I'll tell you about that on my next, whatever I do next. You'll definitely be hearing the results of that study. Okay, I'm pulling up to this apartment. Okay, I see a lot of young professionals walking around. Oh, it's very bustling. There's a girl with a fresh baguette. Everyone's wearing a mask. There's some people in doctor's coats. This is definitely an area where people are in med school. There's a guy with a cute dog. There's a woman with a baby. Okay, diverse neighborhood. There's scooters on the corner. I don't know what else to say. It's nice. I don't know. We'll see what happens in this carpeted dungeon. Why carpet? Just have hardwood floors. The thing about these buildings that are so nice, have so many amenities. We have a rec room that you can rent out for all of your parties. We have a pool table and a bar, and everyone has these, I remember this building, they have these little, everyone has like a little pedestal next to their doorstep that you can like decorate. It's fucking lame as shit. It's like, why not skimp on that? Like, I don't need a little shelf outside my door. And how about you just, like, make it so the closets have handles instead of, like, just sliding in that little circle thing that you, like, try to wrap your finger in and pull it out? I hate those. Where it's not a real door handle. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about. It's just, like, the apartments are so cheaply fucking made. And they try to impress you with all the outside shit. And it's like, I don't need that. Right? I'm parking. I gotta go. All right. I'm out of the apartment that took all of, like, legit. I walked in. It smelled weird. I saw the carpeting. It's so expensive for what it is. It's so depressing. And I saw an old, very, very old man, like, 90s with a walker get on the elevator. And then I asked the woman, what's like the average age of like the clients up in this bitch? And she said, I can't tell you that. It's against the law. And I was like, is this like a senior citizens community? She was like, no. And then I saw a woman. Well, I didn't see there was not another. That story would have been better if then the elevator doors opened up and there was like a woman being pulled away on a stretcher, like being like, tell my grandkids I love them. But it wasn't. It was just like a woman with a two-seater. It was like a nanny. Or it was a black woman who had adopted two white kids. I don't mean to think that she was a nanny. That also could be the case, although it wasn't. So I don't know. All of a sudden, I was feeling hopeful. I was just going to get that place sight unseen. You guys heard my tude before this. And now I'm like, ugh, God. And it didn't help that right before I walked into that place, I checked my DMs stupidly. And someone was like, what are you doing in St. Louis? The East Coast is waiting for you. Things are safe here. It's time to move back. Just a rando. Like, I don't even know. It could have been a guy. It could have been a girl. It was just someone said that. And I was like, yeah, I should. Like, that's how fucking susceptible I am to persuasion. It's ridiculous. I'm going to call Andrew and get him on speakerphone. He just moved to Manhattan. Let's get a sense of what he's dealing with. He just FaceTimed me when I was going through that apartment. I didn't see him. I also would have showed it to him. Yo, what's up?
What about the podcast?
You're on it right now. I'm in my car.
Oh. Where are you?
I'm in St. Louis. Where do you think I am?
I saw you were coming to the Hamptons.
Yeah, on Friday. Tomorrow.
Oh.
Which is today on the podcast, but yeah.
What's your plan? How are you getting out there?
My friend is picking me up at the airport. Well, Sierra Lena's picking me up. Why? Do you want to go out there?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of situated here pretty quickly. I did a good job.
But yeah, you just moved to Manhattan. We're on the podcast. So I was just saying, I just looked at an apartment in St. Louis to do for 6 months, and it was just depressing as fuck. I don't know. Whenever I get, these realtors always depress me. I feel like they're selling me a bunch of lies. They're like, this place is one of the hippest places to live. There's no one even at the building. I don't see anyone in the halls. The doorman told me, you know, he goes, how are you today? And I said, I'm good. And I go, how are you? And he's like, just getting through the day. And I'm like, is this what I'm moving into? And this is like the nicest building in St. Louis. Like the nicest, like, you know, doorman building in St. Louis. I just don't know what to do.
It sounds like The Shining.
Ugh. I wish.
Like, maybe the doorman's been dead for 100 years. You know what I mean? Like, I always like.
This building's 6 years old.
Well, that's the thing with those kind of places, because you know, they're like, well, here's the media room and here's the pool. And it's like, no one uses the media room.
I know.
It's not like you meet new people and it's like,
I swear to you, when I scheduled a viewing of an apartment, not this one, but a different one, they hired people to look like young business professionals to look like they were having like a dynamic, fun, like meeting. And like, they hired people to play like they were like this building was like thriving with like young professionals that are like go-getters, like using the whiteboard, really having this like really engaging conversation about what, you know, and they were just all probably like talking about, I don't know, Tiger King at the time. But yeah, I really think they hired people to make it, because no one's ever used that stuff.
It's like when you visit North Korea and you're like, oh, look at them at the supermarket, and then you go inside the supermarket and it's just all, everything's plastic, even the people.
How's your apartment?
It's great. I mean, this, I can't believe I never, well, I couldn't afford it, and I still kind of can't, but I can't believe I never lived in the city. Like, what, like, so many people, so many comedians are like, New York's overrated, whatever, never lived in New York City.
Yeah, neither of you. You lived for one day, and now you're, well, I mean, what have you experienced in one day that's made you so obsessed with it?
I moved my car, and I don't know, and I saw 4 girls with big tits.
That's it. So you just, like, you think there's, like, a different echelon of hot chick?
There's a different, yeah, and there's, like, a different feeling. You feel like you're actually in New York. I don't know. I just never lived alone, and I never, you know, the area I'm living in, I really enjoy.
Yeah.
And... yeah, and there's like there's something to the city where you know, people say it's dead, but the fact that it doesn't have as many people is right up my alley, you know?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good right about now. I don't know what the fuck to do, man. Like, I just was so excited about committing to here for 6 months, and now I'm like, if this is as good as St. Louis has to offer, I can't live here. Like, this is... where are all the young... Where are the people my age who are, like, go-getters? They're all fucking married.
Yeah, you gotta be in New York, dude. I mean, New York, you never age.
Oh, I think you age hard.
I think as a guy, you could be like, oh, I'm single because I'm 89 years old or whatever.
Yeah, I just don't know. I still don't know what to do. I thought I was going to have such a better idea of it today. This sucks. This sucks. Because now I'm moving all my stuff to St. Louis. It's all arriving on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then I'm going to fucking decide I need to go back to New York, and I'm going to have to U-Haul it all the way back. It's like, what am I doing?
I hear you. But just take a deep breath and realize that you shouldn't be that worried. Just take a deep breath, and it's all going to be horrible.
So, honestly, you saw some girls with big tits, and that's why you're excited about being in Manhattan. I mean, what has happened to you today that has made you so exuberant about the choice that you made?
To be honest, it sounds cheesy as fuck, but it's the little things. It's living alone for my first time since I was, like, 24 when I made that money from real estate. I haven't lived alone since I started comedy. I've been like, when I moved here, I lived on a couch. I lived with a pussy waxer. I lived next to a drug dealer. I lived in a building with mice. And now I'm in a building on my own that seems to have none of those things yet. And I don't know. It feels like a hotel room, dude. Like, I set it up where it's like, the studio I thought was going to be so tight and cramped. But then when you think about it, when you live with someone else, you spend most of your time in your bedroom.
Yeah.
So, your bedroom is smaller than the studio.
Yeah, you're right.
So, the studio feels fucking, like, huge. Like, I go to the couch, to my bed, and I don't feel cramped because I've been living this way since I moved here, if not, you know, way smaller. Also, the apartment has, like, a ton of closet space, and then location-wise, I'm next to some friends, you know. So the girls from Girls Gotta Eat live right down the street. My buddy Gianni lives right down the street. When I lived in Brooklyn, I had no friends that lived... Oh, I had a couple, but nothing like...
I know. That's what I'm scared about St. Louis, is just having no friends anywhere nearby. Like, my parents are, like, my only friend, like, my closest friends here. I don't know what to do. You
move back to New York, you get great deals right now, you sign, like, a 6 month lease, you'll realize, like, New York is, like, people are doing shit, whether it's too early or not, who knows, but people are out and about. It doesn't feel destitute at all. Like, you know, people have adapted and realized how to have a good time and be happy within the shithole we're in.
All right, well, I gotta get on the phone and make some calls about moving my shit, because it's all coming across the country for no goddamn reason. But how am I gonna find out an apartment before Tuesday? I mean, I'm moving all my stuff out. I just don't know what to do. I don't have time to go look for a place. I hate this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think...
How did you make a decision so fast on a place to live?
The cheapest place.
Yeah, when your budget is
the
limited.
The cheapest place and the location I wanted to be, I decided on. And you know, for me, it's still expensive, but... You know, for you, you can live, I mean, close to me in a newer building, and I don't know. I mean, look, you can also do a month-to-month sublet that's already furnished.
Yeah, and just move all my stuff here still.
Well, that's another thing. And then pack a bag. Why don't you just come to the Hamptons, bring a bag that could last you a few weeks, because you're going to be... I don't know. You stay until after Stress Factor.
Yeah, I could, but it still doesn't answer the question of what I should do with all my stuff right now. My bed, my $5,000 lamp, my rugs,
Okay, just, but
I don't know what to do.
How much stuff is it?
A lot.
It's not a couch.
You know, boxes and boxes and a couple shelves and a lamp and a bed and a just all my shit, you know, all my things. Pillows, rugs. Yeah. There's a lot. I might put it in storage, I guess, and then wait. I don't know. Fuck. I've told Mike Racine, who moved you, he's moving me too. I've changed from moving to St. Louis to a storage unit 5 times now. I guess I could change it again.
Was he going to drive your stuff to St. Louis?
Yeah, that's his plan on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. So have him just put it in the storage unit and then you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Put it in the storage unit, come out here, go to the Hamptons, come back to the city for a couple days, stay in a hotel, kind of feel what the vibe is, look for maybe a place that's furnished, and you're done. Just put it in a storage unit. You don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
And then if you want to bring it to St. Louis, you just get it from the storage unit.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
And okay. Then when you come back from the Hamptons, freaking stay at like the Bowery Hotel, and we'll hang out, and you'll kind of get the vibe of what the city's like. And if you hate that, then, you know, maybe you just belong on a farm in the middle of Kansas. Who knows? I don't know.
No, I don't think I'm going to stay out there this time around, but that's a nice thought. I don't know.
Okay.
I got to make some choices. Thanks for talking to me about this. And you have any final words? We're ending the podcast today. Do you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
oh, wow.
You know, I'm doing something else pretty soon. But yeah, so it's not a total goodbye, but yeah, this is the end of you up.
Well, I just want to say that I love all your fans. I really do. I usually get extremely positive feedback, and thank you for becoming fans of mine. And I can't wait up to you on your future endeavor and be on that show, and we're gonna always make you laugh.
Yeah, that's great. All right, thanks, Andrew.
All right,
bye, love you.
All right, later.
Bye.
All right, there you have it. Oh, guys, we've been through a lot today. I was feeling really hopeful about the next step, and now it's all up in the air again. I mean, this has been my life, just this roller coaster of like committing to St. Louis, wanting to get the fuck out. Committing to St. Louis, wanting to get the fuck out. How am I going to get my winter clothes? They're all in my storage unit. Take them out separately. Well, they're really packed away really hard, and now they're ready to go to St. Louis and get on a bus or a van, whatever the fuck. But I'll need them if I move into a furnished place in New York. Okay, well, then fly to St. Louis and get your clothes that are being driven to St. Louis. No, get them before you go. Well, they're really packed away on the truck. I mean, this is my thought process. Oh, I'm glad I adjusted my meds. I'm glad I adjusted my meds because it's going to help me make this decision. I hope so. Okay, I'm about to go through a drive-thru at Walgreens to drop them off. And then I got to go meet my new friend. Maybe she'll help me. God damn it. This has been a fucking journey. Still in my car. It is. God, I started recording this at legit, I don't know, 10:30 a.m. 10:45. It's now 3:53 p.m. Just got done hanging out with my new friend, who is my realtor. Still as conflicted as when I got off the phone with Andrew before. Had some lunch, felt better after that. Still don't know what the hell to do. Don't know. Don't know if I'm going to be headed to New York for the winter or staying in St. Louis. Only time will tell. I don't know how you guys are going to find out because this podcast is ending. I would love to keep you abreast. Just know that in the meantime, I'm going to be very active on Instagram. I am going to maybe find out. Just don't be too sad, you guys. I need a little bit of a break. Your favorite show? It goes away. Remember back in the day, Friends would end, season cliffhanger, and then you would have to wait for more content. I've been doing this podcast 5 days a week since April. And before then, I was doing a radio show 4 days a week plus a podcast for 2 years. Mama needs a break. and I'm going to get one. I think I've said that a lot. I've been calling myself Mama a lot in this podcast, and maybe that's foreshadowing. Is she pregnant? No. If you guys know, I haven't had sex since June of 2019. You're just going to have to wait. And that's the problem with podcasts is that, I'm right there with you. I have podcasts when they take a day off, I get angry. And we're so used to in this day and age of having, you know, binging episodes, having endless supplies of things. And podcasts don't really have seasons. They don't take time off, but I'm taking some time off. I will be back though. It will not be you up. Unfortunately, but this is just, you know, everything must end. Do you guys know that? Literally everything. So this is when it's ending. And I'm sorry. It doesn't sound like I'm sorry. It sounds like I'm being pretty flippant about it. And I'm not trying to be flippant. I actually, you know, just to get back to how I feel about you all, I really do love you. I have never felt so much appreciation for something I've done before as the feedback I've gotten from this podcast. And you really all have helped me figure out my depression and helped me make life decisions. I've made friends from this podcast, just, you know, people who have DM'd me a lot. And I feel like we've built some sort of rapport. A lot of you I've probably ignored accidentally. I appreciate you reaching out. You can continue to reach out to me, DM me. I might ignore it because I really am kind of off Instagram. I'll probably get back on because, you know, this was satisfying, that need I had to reach out to people and make a connection. And now that it's going to be gone for a little bit until the next thing I do comes out, I'll probably be back on Instagram a lot. So get on there and pay attention to when I go live. That'll be like some kind of, it'll be similar to this. Keep checking out all my podcast appearances. I'm on a different podcast every goddamn week. So if you just like search my name in the podcast engine, you'll find, if you're craving some stuff from me, you'll get it in there. I'm always guesting on things. I'm an excellent podcast guest. You know that. No, it's, I'm going to be sad when this is over. It's a choice I had to make, though. And, you know, it's, I need to move on to the next thing. I've already said that. You guys get that. I don't know why I'm explaining this to you like I'm divorcing your dad. I'm not. I probably would, you know, because he's a good guy, but we met when we were young and we're different people now. No, this was like a really fun thing to do for the quarantine. And I do think it's symbolic because I am reaching a crossroads today that I've taken you guys on this road trip of emotions and literal road trip because I've been in the car driving. I would love, that'd be hilarious. It wouldn't be hilarious, but it'd be apropos if this ends with me getting T-boned as I blow through a light because I'm fucking podcasting while driving. It's over. It's all over. I'm excited for you guys to see what I do next. I'm excited to see what I do next. I don't even know what I'm doing next. But no, there is something on the horizon. It's already in the works. Don't worry about it. I will be back. My career has gone in many different transitions in my life, but this has been the most cathartic one, the most emotional one, the one that I felt closest to the people listening. It's felt like a diary entry, a therapy session, which, by the way, I have to literally jump on the phone with my therapist in 2 minutes. And then after that, I have to do another thing, self-help sort of thing. And then after that, I'm doing a spot of funny bone. And then after that, I gotta pack for the trip. It's a lot. But thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. Thank you for enjoying the show. Thank you for not enjoying the show even when you did it and sticking by it. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for not writing me. Thank you for just thanks. Thanks for being a fan. Thanks for getting out of this, whatever you got out of it. And I'll see you on the next thing that I do. thank you to my producer, Noah. I love you so much. She has been behind the scenes on every single episode, putting them together. She's my backbone. She's my best friend. Top shelf, baby. She's up there. Thanks to all my recurring guests, Carlisle Forrester, Andrew Conlin, Anya Marina, my mom and my dad. And really, thank you guys. And I hope that you'll come with me on whatever I do next. Keep an eye out. It'll be in the next few months. And then I'll see you then. No one knows where I'm going next. I truly have no idea. There is no tidy conclusions on this episode of You Up. Squirt, squirt, jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.